Amen.
I just wanted you to praise this morning.
Bless you, Sharon.
I answered some of my prayers because I thought, Lord, please let the ones that's not been coming, let them show up.
Woo!
Hey! I want you to praise for answering it.
Amen, Sister Sharon. Amen.
Because, you know, when y'all not here, don't you think that we're still ain't praying for you?
Amen. And, praise the Lord.
You know, every prayer goes out every day, every Sunday here for the ones that's not here.
That's so true. Amen.
You know, just, hang in there with us and start coming back, you know.
Amen.
We miss you and we love you.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen, Sister Sharon.
I'm going to do this song here for Tammy.
All right.
It's a little different music, but they took my other one off. But well, I can still do it. Amen.
Telling you.
It'll be her, no way. Even if they take you off the air, I'm putting you back on.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, God.
in, Lord.
How did I end up? Please bless your mind. Words can't explain. It's well in your measure.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. That's right.
taking all I have, and now I'm laying at your feet. You have every failure, God. You have every victory.
Bless you, Rita.
And you're in love, and I can't feel a thing. And you say I am strong, and I think I am weak. You say
good job,
to be reader. Singing
every time. All right.
That's your cue. You gonna sing?
All right.
You know, Brother Eddie, I'd just like to say while he's getting ready, Rita sang that song. I felt like that, and I'm sure we all have. You know, I've talked to God, and I think, you know, the devil tells me, says, well, he don't care about you. He can't
never,
but,
you know,
he does.
Yeah.
I just thank you, Rita. That was really a blessing.
Remember that old devil's a liar.
Yeah.
And the father of it.
Yeah. God said it was precious in his sight.
Right.
Bless them, Lord.
I didn't even know it was the devil till I got saved.
Same here, brother.
I did not.
Boy. I was walking and, with and him the first thing.
That rascal was on my shoulder on the way home after I got saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Man, you don't really believe that, do you? I said, well, no. Something happened. I didn't know you was around before.
That's right. Got something.
Yeah.
Oh,
In progress. Amen. I like them dual haircuts, amen. Didn't recognize neither one of them. They look good.
I want to thank Danny for singing that song.
Amen.
That was one of my daddy's favorite songs. Yes,
bless you, Rita. Bless your heart. Boy, I was listening. She sung that song. I was looking at that picture over here. My mind went back to my devotions this week. Genesis chapter 21, God opened the eyes of Hagar. She saw a whale. Genesis chapter 22, God opened the eyes of Abraham.
Yeah.
He saw a ram hung in the thorns, hung in the thicket.
Yeah.
I thought about that. I thought God opened both of their eyes. One of them needed a drink, another needed a sacrifice. I'm glad God provided himself a sacrifice.
Yes.
Brother Jerry sung that song or requested. We sang that song, The Blood That Stained the Old Rugged Cross.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a sin debt. I'm like Brother Ed there. I was pretty scarlet.
Yeah.
But I'm glad the blood of his son Jesus cleanses us from all sin.
Yes, it does.
I don't have no more guilt. I don't have no more condemnation. It's all on the blood. I got the peace. I got the joy
yeah.
of being saved.
Yeah,
it's so wonderful. I wish I'd got on board a whole lot earlier. Amen.
Amen.
I was like most of the world. I wasn't in no hurry.
No, that's right.
But the psalmist said in Psalms 34, verse number 8, he said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." And Brother James, yeah. I hadn't tasted. I didn't know what I was missing out on.
No, that's right.
I'll tell you what, these ladies brought some goodies back there this morning. I got right in on them. I've been kind of holding back this new year. I thought I'd just go ahead and get a jump on it, amen. But you know, you never know what something is till you taste of it.
That's right.
Bible mentions a lot about taste. Talk about tasting the good things of God mm-hmm. and withdrawing from it and stuff like that. But I'm glad I tasted that heavenly manna.
Yeah.
Jesus said, "I'm that bread that comes down from heaven that if a man eat of it, he'll never hunger again." I thank God for that heavenly manna. I'm glad we was going to have a communion this morning. I entertained the thought. And side-eyed full bird, been a good time having it. We've never had this many people a long time. But I'll tell you what, his body was broke. His blood was shed.
Yes, it was.
Just so we could go free. And whosoever the Son sets free, and I am, I'm set free, Bonnie. Free indeed. Bonnie, she sent me a card. She started off her new year right. She sent a card to encourage her pastor. I'll tell you right now, buddy, I was glad to see it had Eddie's name on it. She's always sending a card to my wife, and I thank her for that. And I like it when it says to Brother Eddie. I laid that thing there, and I'm talking about, boy, I wasn't in no hurry to open it. I I want to take my time, and if just half what she said about me is true, I'd feel pretty good this morning, amen. But I appreciate her putting forth the effort to encourage her pastor. She's got a tremendous ministry.
Yeah,
she. Seen somebody bought her a bunch of stamps. I don't know who that was, but whoever it was, that was a great investment. She'll use them wisely. I'll tell you right now, she's got a great ministry. How many of you ever got a card from Sister Bonnie? Look at all them hands, amen. What a ministry, amen.
Yes.
Okay, I appreciate all the good singing. I loved every one of them, especially little Lucy.
Yeah.
Jesus loves me. This I know. What's a good thing to know, amen. Let's get our Bibles out to Luke chapter 1. We're going to preach one more time on the greatness of Jesus. I'd like to go further in it. I love the message. I love the territory. But I feel like the Lord has led me in other directions. But we want to preach on this one more time. Luke chapter 1. We'll start our reading there in verse number 26. It said, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. I want you to know how distinct God made that verse right there. Mm-hmm. Now, you're talking about getting the pronouns right. They're right there. Mm-hmm. An angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And again, the pronouns are right. Mm-hmm. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. I mean, when an angel shows up, you're going to be pretty shook up. But this angel showed up and he started speaking. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And this is our text verse right here. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. We'll stop our reading right there. We're preaching again on the greatness of Jesus. There's no lack of substance. There's so much we could mention about Him as being great. We want to go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we thank You already this morning for the blessings, Lord, that come in this morning. We got blessed seeing Caden come in this morning, Lord. We was blessed to see Mark and Miranda and Tavian, but Lord, Tavian came in a little late. We're glad to see him, Lord. We thank You for that blessing. Blessing to see James and Patty here this morning. Blessing to see all that come to the house of God. Blessing, Lord, to hear Sister Joanne was listening when Sister Sharon sung this morning, I Need Thee. And Lord, that just got to be a blessing all over the place. Yes. Thank You, Lord, for little Lucy singing. Thank You for all that sung this morning. Lord, we just pray for the preaching right now. Our Lord, Peter said, let every man minister as the Lord gives ability. Yes. We're calling upon You, Lord, for that anointing, that ability from on high. Yes. You said in John chapter 15 that without You we could do nothing, and I don't want to do nothing. I want to be a blessing. I want to bless You. I want to bless these people that are sitting before me. I want to be a blessing to those that are listening by way of the live stream on the Facebook. I want to be a blessing to those that listen by way of the internet, on the website, on sermon audio. Lord, we promise to give You all the praise and all the glory. Confess, Lord, we're no more than a sinner saved by the grace of God. Like Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. That's all I need to be. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The greatness of Jesus. Ain't it something? A baby was born. Brother Patrick sung that Christmas song. And I don't think we can ever get over celebrating Christmas. I appreciate him singing that. He sung one last Sunday. And I was glad he sung last Sunday a Christmas song. But isn't it something? 2,050 plus years ago, a little baby was born. Then the world still hadn't got over it. Now some people may not know what they're celebrating. And some people may have a problem with the day that we've set aside to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Make no mistake about it, but he rocked the world. Right. I mean, we got the time set on before Christ and after the death of Christ. We've got everything hinging on him, and there's no hiding him. The world don't want him. They need him, but they don't want him. They want to breathe his air. They want to enjoy the sunshine. They want to hear the birds sing about him. They want to eat the food that's provided. You know them 10 lepers that was healed by Jesus, Brenda? One of them come back.
Yeah.
Praise God. That's about us in a nutshell right there. About 1 out of 10. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Praise God. But listen, there was no room for him, and yet he came anyway.
Yep.
Now tell me, buddy, when he came, he made a mark down here. They made some marks on him, but he made a mark down here that they can't get rid of. They would love, Brother Ed, to erase him from history.
Yeah.
They would love. They've done already tried it. You know, when I was in school, the 6th grade at E.B. Terry Elementary, my teacher, Miss Presley, I'm in the 6th grade, so I was about 12 years old. Started school when I was 6. She said they got a new abbreviation for Christmas now. I didn't know no better. It's called Xmas. Patty, I thought it was great. I hated writing anyway. I didn't know nothing about Jesus. I started using it Xmas. See, they've been wanting to get rid of Jesus.
Yeah.
But I want you to know he's going to be great. He already was great before he ever even came.
Right.
The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18, Brother Jerry, when God couldn't swear by no greater, he swore by his own name, Abraham.
Yeah,
right. I mean, buddy, he said, for Abraham was. He said, I am. He was greater than Abraham. Hey, he was greater than Solomon. He was greater than Jonah. Hey, he was so great, they didn't know what to do with him. Amen.
Right.
Oh, by the way, that football player, he lived.
Yeah. Yeah.
I earnestly prayed for that boy. I'm not saying anything other than this. One reason I was provoked to pray for this young boy, I think he's 24 years old, 23, 24. The reason I was provoked to pray for him was because so many people went down on their knees on the football field, unashamed, in humble prayer for this young man hanging on the balances of death.
Yeah.
I mean, could have went either way.
Right.
But when they brought him to, they said there's no way he'll have no brain activity. When they brought him to, Brenda, first thing he said, who won the game? He did. He won the game. I'm telling you, he come out victorious. He got another chance. And people prayed for this boy. I think they raised something like $8 million or something like that. But I praise God for the people that prayed for this boy. And I said, Lord, would you let him live just so more people will be inclined to pray? Amen. I'll tell you right now, praying is not a worthless effort. It's a worthwhile effort. Jesus said in Luke 18:1, he said he would that all men everywhere might pray and not faint.
Yeah.
But all my songs that have been written by Jesus, books that have been written by Jesus, the souls that have been saved by Jesus, I'm just telling you, buddy, he's great.
Amen.
And the greatness of Jesus is just no hiding it. Oh my, those books speak about his greatness. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it mentions about a great cloud of witnesses, and they're witnessing about Jesus. I'm telling you, it just can't be erased. They can't get rid of it. But let me say, talking about Jesus, the Bible says in John chapter 15, verse 13, that Jesus had a greater love. Not only did He love His own, but the Bible said, having loved His own, which are in the world, He loved them unto the end. He just wouldn't let it go. Let me tell you, brother, they was unlovable too. They sitting there, I'm telling you, doing everything but what they should have been doing. They should have been paying attention.
Yeah.
They should have been listening. They was talking about who's going to be the greatest. And now, you know, just all kind of stuff. But in John chapter 13, verse 1, the only thing that Jesus was guilty of in this world was loving sinners.
Yeah.
Mark, He loved them enough that He gave His life a ransom so that they could go free. Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Jesus wept. Well, Sunday school lesson this morning, Joseph wept. And like Jesus said, Jesus wept concerning Lazarus. And when Jesus wept, the Jews said, behold how He loved him. In John chapter 11, verse 35 through 36, He couldn't hide His love, Bonnie. It was a love that couldn't be hid. Man, they threw a woman caught in the act of adultery at the feet of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know, they didn't have no compassion on this woman. I don't know if she had any clothes on or not. But they threw her down at the feet of Jesus, and this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. And Moses said in the law that she should be stoned. What saith thou? I'm glad they brought her to Jesus.
That's right.
And if they brought her to anybody else, she'd have been stoned, Will.
Yeah.
They brought her to Jesus. He never said a word. He just stood down and started writing. No, I'm going to say he probably wrote something like, both shall be stoned. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
It doesn't say.
No.
But the Bible does say they both shall be stoned. The adulterers and the adulterer. It doesn't say just the adulterers. He may have wrote down there, where's the other one at?
Yeah.
They said they caught a red hand in the act, but they only brought one, James. Takes two to commit adultery, amen.
She got caught, and
they brought her to Jesus. I'm glad they brought her to Jesus, because He started working on them other boys.
Yeah, He did.
Take that old mouth and off, Brenda. He rose up and said, he without sin cast the first stone.
Amen.
Went back down to writing again. Rocks started falling. You thought it was an earthquake. I mean, rocks falling everywhere. They started slipping out from the eldest down to the youngest.
Yeah.
I mean, but it didn't take long for the word to get around. Amen. There wasn't none of them fit to throw a rock. And you know, that's the way this world is right now. We judge, we condemn, we accuse, we say all kind of stuff. We're just not fit. He is fit to judge, I'll tell you it right now. I'm glad I pleaded guilty. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, I found mercy.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus wept. And they saw that He wept. And He could not hide His love. Amen. He looked upon Jerusalem, Luke 19:41, and He wept over it. You know what? I've never been to New York. Me and Brother Will's talking this morning about New York and California. I don't believe I could go to New York and not weep over it. I really don't.
No, I doubt
it. I don't believe I could go to California and not weep over it. But Jesus wept over Jerusalem. And He said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets and them that are sent unto thee, how long you come to me? But they would not.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I would have gathered your children as a hen gathereth her chicks.
Yeah.
But they would not. He said, your house is left unto you desolate. God won't make you get saved.
No.
But I will tell you this, He wants you to get saved.
Amen. Yes.
When He talked about that house being desolate, it's just because they wouldn't come to Him. Amen. Oh, he wept over it. He warned it. Verse 42 and 44. He had a greater work to do while He was down here. Luke chapter 2, verse 49. He told His mother, he said, know ye not, I must be about my Father's business. At the age of 12 years old, He went to work, buddy.
Yes, He did.
I don't know about this generation we're raising down here now. I mean, I hate to say it, but I worked all my life. I'm glad to be retired, but I worked 60 years before I made it to the finish line. Mm-hmm. But I stopped somewhere. I think it was Sonic coming back and picking up Dottie's medicine down at the Bowling Green at Sam's, and I stopped at Sonic and made the mistake of ordering a number one combo. They asked me what I wanted, Patty, and I said, I'll take a number one combo, mayo, tater tots, and a Coke. I got a Diet Coke. I had ketchup on my hamburger. And I don't even know that it was done, to be honest with you. I just said, just eat it, don't even look at it. I mean, the tater tots were burnt. I think this from the day before. But that's a product of what we got going on right now.
That's right.
There are not fit people doing the work today, and I don't know if you know or not, but this is a stall that's going to break the camel's back.
Right.
This economy, this country, cannot sustain itself without working, and they're promoting, we'll take care of you. They're trying to push this socialism in.
Yeah,
I'm glad I did work. I believe I'm alive today because I worked like a sled dog. But I tell you what, work's good for you. When God reproved Adam, he said, from this day on, he said, from the sweat of your face, he said, you'll make your own. You'll do your own work. You'll get your own bread. I'll tell you, work is something good for you. And Jesus had a greater work to do. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
When the Jews asked him, Brother Ed, what sign showest thou unto us that you're who you say you are? You know what Jesus said? John chapter 2, verse 19. He said, destroy this temple.
Yeah.
And in 3 days, raise it up again. Boy, that went over their head. That was one of the accusations that was thrown up against him, Bonnie. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 61, he said, this fellow said,
yeah,
he could destroy the temple and raise it again in 3 days. They didn't have a clue what he was talking about. He said, well, he knew what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, my. He had a greater work to do.
Yeah.
He was up to the task, too, buddy.
Right.
He said his face like a flint. He wasn't no wimp, I'll tell you right now. They didn't take Jesus to the cross kicking and screaming, and I want you to know, he said, here I am. Spread out his arms, buddy, like a man. Pilate seen him, said, behold the man. I'm telling you, he wasn't no wimp, boy. Square back his shoulders, come to do a work of God. Hey, the last words he spake, it is finished.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my.
Yeah.
What a work he come to do. Jesus, the Bible said, had a body that was prepared for the sacrifice of sins. You find that in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. It says, a body thou hast prepared for me. He had a accommodation in the Bible. It says, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It's written of me to do thy will, O God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7. From page to page, cover to cover, it's about Jesus. Amen. If you could just write and divide it, sort it out, you'd see him on every page. We mentioned about Jesus in the Sunday school lesson this morning as we were teaching about Joseph. Jesus, the Bible said, offered one sacrifice for sins forever. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 12. Jesus, by one offering, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14. Hey, I'm not perfect, but he made me perfect.
Yeah, that's right.
What you see right here is a sad example of a man, I guess a poor example of a man. But I want you to know, he gave me, he made the captain of my salvation perfect through suffering. Amen. Hey, he came to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26. How far did he put it away, Brother Eddie? Far as the east is from the west. Never remember it no more against me. You see, I was a sinner. I'm like Paul, I was almost the chiefest of sinners. But I'm glad he don't turn sinners away. Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 37, he that come unto me I'll in no wise turn away. I'll tell you right now, it didn't take me 3 tries, brother. It first time I come, I got accepted in the blood.
Amen.
I want you to know I got to sin debt paid. Hey, I got set free. And I want you to know I've been free now for 34 years. Amen. Oh, I'm glad he come to save sinners. Amen. Hey, he obtained eternal redemption for us. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. How'd you get eternal redemption, Brother Eddie? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Had he sinned, left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Amen.
That's how I look now.
Yeah.
I look as white as that little lamb right there.
That's right.
By the blood of Jesus, amen. Uh-huh. He also had a greater opposition. You know, I feel sorry for not our present president, but our, what would it be? The one before, the one we got now. Yeah, I feel sorry for him.
I do too.
He had to fight from day one. Look at what he got done. I feel sorry for him, but I see a lot of what he did kind of like what Jesus did against so great a contradiction of sinners against himself. He still finished the work that he come to do. I mean, he had hardship. President, and I hate to name his name, but President Trump, he had to fight with one hand, work with the other hand. Mind me of them building the Nehemiah down there, had to hold a weapon in one hand and work with the other hand. But, you know, he got a lot done. And you know what? They hated him. They opposed him. They tried to impeach him. They told every lie could be told about him. The same is true with Jesus. Amen.
Right. That's
right.
I want you to know, buddy, he had the greater opposition.
Yep.
The Pharisees said to Jesus, they said, "Get thee out and depart, for Herod will kill thee." Jesus answered them, "Go tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils and do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected." That's in Luke chapter number 13, verse number 31 and 32. I worked at Donnelly's for 32 years. Got saved 1988, April 27th. Well, I started packing a Bible into the workplace. Now, you talking about people clearing their throat, and I never. And I come packing that Bible in there, and they said, "Hey, here I am. I got that Bible. I go in the break room, and I open up that Bible, and I start reading. They gave me the whole break room." I mean, liquidated. I had the whole break room. The more I started bringing that Bible, Brother Jerry, it wasn't too long, I seen another Bible.
Right.
It wasn't too long, I seen another.
Wow.
Right.
Then it wasn't too long, a man mentioned that very verse to me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Boy, I like that. You tell that fox. I do cures today and tomorrow."
Yeah.
That was a mark. No, it wasn't. It was a, I was going to say Mark Bunch, but it wasn't Mark Bunch. It was a, come on, Eddie. Mark, come on. He was the computer analyst out there at work. I can't remember his last name. I went brain dead. That's normal. When you get old, you go brain dead. But anyway, he had read that verse. He said, I really got a blessing reading it. You go tell that fox. He said Jesus wasn't scared of Herod. Herod better have been scared of Jesus.
That's
would hope him.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jesus didn't come down here to kill. He said, "I come down here that men might have life, that they might have it, and have it more abundantly." John 10:10. He didn't come there to take life. He came there to give life. But anyway, that Bible reading epidemic, boy, it caught on. It wasn't too long that the break room was Bible discussions, was Bible questions, and Bible answers. It might surprise you what would happen if you took a Bible to work. Amen. Might surprise you.
Yeah.
I remember hearing a tale one time about a man that was deaf and dumb, Brenda. He looked out the window, and every morning he'd see his neighbor with his Bible in hand, get in his car and go to church. Mm-hmm. One day, that guy that was deaf and dumb, he showed up at church, come forward, got saved, Brother Jerry. And they asked him what happened, and he got somebody to talk with their hands. And he said, I saw my neighbor with his Bible going to church, got under conviction, and wanted to get saved. I'm just telling you, you never know what somebody seeing you with a Bible in your hand might bring forth.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll just tell you right now.
Amen.
Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Don't be afraid of the devil. Don't be afraid of opposition. Let your light shine. I'm telling you, we're preaching tonight about that Antichrist spirit. We got plenty of it right now. I think we need a little more light shine. Amen. The Pharisees called Jesus a liar in John chapter 8, verse number 13. The Pharisees accused Jesus of being born of fornication in John chapter 8, verse 41. They accused him of being a Samaritan and having a devil in John chapter 8, verse 48. They took up stones to stone him in John chapter 8, verse 59. They accused him of being a gluttonous man, a wine bibber, and a friend of sinners in Luke chapter 7, verse 34. And yet of all of these oppositions that was lifted up about Jesus, he never got off course. He never stumbled climbing the stairs. He didn't need a teleprompter. He was right where he was supposed to be at the time he was supposed to be there. And he was there to do a work that even though the day is spoken against, the work was a real work, a finished work, and I want you to know, glory to God, thanks to that finished work, this old hell-deserving sinner got saved, gloriously saved, wonderfully saved. I'm still excited about this.
Amen. That's right.
Thanks to Jesus.
Amen.
Sarah, they just couldn't stop him.
No.
I'm telling you, buddy, they couldn't get him distracted. They couldn't get him discouraged. He finished that work. Thanks to him finishing that work, we see the greatness of the ministry. We see the greatness of the work he did. I don't know when we get to heaven. I know it says, I saw a multitude that no man could number of every kindred, tongue, and nation. They're trying to teach critical race theory down here. There'll be a lot of people all different colors in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to divide down here. Jesus is trying to save.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, if you can get them to Jesus, I don't care if they're Islamic. I don't care if they're binary,
right,
homosexual, transsexual, confused drug addicts, prostitutes. You get them to Jesus. Sarah, they'll be sitting, clothed, and in their right mind because of the greatness of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this message today. It spoke to my heart. Lord, we thank you for it. Lord, even today, you're still doing great works. Even today, Lord, you're still saving souls. Even today, Lord, you're looking from heaven's balcony. Oh my, thank you, Lord, for loving us like you do. I pray your blessing upon this message, Lord. I don't know how it went here. I know how it went in my heart. I loved it. And I thank you for it, Lord.
Yeah.
I pray, God, Lord, somebody get the benefit of it. I pray somebody lay hold on eternal life. I pray somebody get more, I guess, more excited or more enthused about doing things for you, Lord. I pray they'd start works. I pray they'd do great mighty things for you. Praise and glory. And help us, I pray, for the hour we're living in. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we'll get Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon asks you to stand. You may not need to do a thing. But if you do, we're going to give you opportunity to do that. I've done my part. I told them I'm just a messenger boy. I just deliver the message of God. And that was one I like to deliver right there. I don't like preaching on hell. When people stop going there, I'll quit preaching on it. But I'll tell you, I love preaching about